This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. Well, folks, yesterday you watched the beginning of an entirely new economic era in America. And Peter Navarro, yesterday, Jesse Waters, Peter Navarro is Trump's trade genius, says this, he was talking about yesterday, this is the day that the complete restructuring of the international trading system began. He says, the rest of the world cheats us. No more. No more. So, you know, in Braveheart, when Mel Gibson screams freedom, that it was like that yesterday, but on trade. Let me explain to you kind of quickly how we got here, okay? You got to go back to Daddy Bush's speech about the New World Order. In the New World Order, borderlessness, lack of sovereignty is almost a universal religious. It really is. It takes on religious fervor with these lunatics. And so you had Karl Rove, and he was going around for many years working for the Bush cabal. Okay, never forget who Daddy Bush is. You see him what USA did to this country? Who's USA? Yeah, it's the funding hand of the CIA. Who was Daddy Bush? Head of the CIA. You understand the Republican Party was run up until 2024, fully or partially by the CIA via Daddy Bush. Even when Daddy Bush died, the Bush boys, who were not as smart as Daddy Bush, thank God, lost control of it. But they were still running it through the donors to some degree. They were heavily compromised by China. When you go back to NAFTA, everybody associates that with Clinton. They should, because Daddy Bush thankfully lost after his first term. We couldn't take that level of destruction anymore. But Clinton picked up Daddy Bush's agenda, and that was NAFTA. Daddy Bush authored NAFTA. And the idea was to export American business, American manufacturing, because it didn't matter where the borders were. We were one world now. And they not only let China in the World Trade Organization, they put China in the driver's seat. You know how Trump pulled out of the WHO because China's in the driver's seat? It's been a disaster. World Trade Organization, same thing. This is a rebellion, Mel Gibson style, against the World Trade Organization, which puts China first. And then China turns around and pays off our Bush selected leaders. Mitch McConnell is the worst of those. China cocaine Mitch. Enters Congress as a middle-class dude. Leaves, hopefully, soon. Wheel him out. I don't care. Get him out of there. He's a representative of a dead era. Leaves worth more than $200 million because the Chinese partnered with him. They need old Mitch's family, right? Partnered with him through his father-in-law for a major shipping enterprise. He's worth $200 million. The FBI has never once knocked on his door. He's got the same deal as Hunter Biden. Remember how they were cutting Hunter in on the Chinese were on multi-billion dollar deals as part of Bohai Harvest, just cutting them in as if they were doing something? Mitch has that deal. She just knows everybody really looked too closely at Mitch because he doesn't have a laptop full of hookers. And so understand what China wants is China in the driver's seat, setting the economic terms at the World Trade Organization while running BRICS and destroying our currency and dictating to India, trying to destroy our currency anyway, haven't done it yet, dictating to India, hey, you know what? If you want our business, then you come over here to BRICS. Okay, cool. How much of Indian exports China buy? 3%. 3%. How much do we buy? 20. How in the heck have we lost this? How? How? I mean, the math there. And it ended yesterday. So let's just play it and marvel because it's just, this is, folks, this is a good day. Oh, Mitch McConnell can barely breathe. He has to be rolled around in a wheelchair and America gets to win again. America gets to win again. We get to try to win because Donald Trump is not owned by China because he was not recruited by the Bush cabal. So here's how it sounded yesterday.
I have decided for purposes of fairness that I will charge a reciprocal tariff, meaning whatever countries charge the United States of America, we will charge them no more, no less. In other words, they charge us a tax or tariff, and we charge them the exact same tax or tariff. And I'll tell you what, I think really reciprocal tariffs, those two words, reciprocal makes tariffs really fair.
Yeah.
The White House is calling out Brazil, the European Union, and India. But economics experts say reciprocal tariffs break with the norms set up at the World Trade Organization.
Yes.
They say it could lead to an approach where tariffs are negotiated country by country on a reciprocal basis.
Bingo.
So White House officials appear unmoved, blaming what they call the lack of reciprocity for a $1 trillion trade deficit. Here's Commerce Secretary nominee.
Okay. So did you hear that? Yeah, that's the Paul Ryan Bushwing there. Oh, no, the World Trade Organization won't dictate economic terms. Who is the World Trade Organization? China. It's China. No more. Navarro is right. Yesterday on Jesse Waters, do not miss significance yesterday. This is a day of the complete restructuring of the international trading system. Bushes can pound sand. We got borders now and we got national interests now and nobody's getting away with that. So Bush can go bale some hay down there on the ranch. Their days are over. Your influence is gone, buddy. Gone.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.